我们感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
因为神说话，我们就相信他。
Because God said and we believe him.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，我们亲爱的救主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, our dear Savior, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，你说话，我们就可以来相信你。
Lord, you speak, and then we can come and believe you.
主，你说在地上有两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就在他们中间。
Lord, you say if there are two or three people gathering under your name, you are in their midst.
主，今天在这里，你看见有那些心向你敞开的心灵。
Lord, today you can see the hearts opening up to you here.
无论有多少个。
No matter how many people there are,
你说有两三个人奉你的名聚集，就在他们中间。
You say even though there were two or three people gathering under your name, you will be among them.
主，我们求你早上，你就向那些心灵向你敞开的人说话。
Lord, today, this morning, we pray that you will speak to those who have their hearts open to you.
主，如果我们还没有准备好，我们也求你打开我们的心。
Lord, if anyone hasn't prepared their hearts, May you also open their heart.
以致我们靠着你的宝血，凭着信心来等候你自己的话语。
So that through your blood and by the faith, we can come and wait for your word.
主，当我们交通你的话的时候，我们求你加添我们每一个人的力量。
Lord, as we fellowship on your word, may you strengthen each one of us.
求主你借圣灵膏讲的、翻的、跟听的。
Lord, may you anoint with your Holy Spirit the speaker, the translator, and the listeners.
以致我们都一同在圣灵的同在里头来聆听你自己的话语。
Lord, so that every one of us may be hearing your words under the presence of the Holy Spirit.
以致讲的、翻的、听的都一同蒙恩典。
So that the speaker, the translator, and the listeners will all receive your grace.
我们谢谢你，因为你爱我们。
We thank you because you love us so much.
我们谢谢你，因为你是信实的，我们可以信靠你。
We thank you because you are faithful and we can trust in you.
我们求主，你在教会当中要做的工作，你自己成就。
Lord, may you do the work in the church according to your will.
好叫荣耀都归给你。
So that all the glory may be to you.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们要来看一段经文，就是我们过去几个月都看过的《生命记》第六章第四到第九节。
Shall we read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9? This is the portion of scripture that we have been reading in the last few months.
生命记第六章第四到第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 to 9.
我们找到以后呢，我们就可以一同开声来读。
Once we find the verses, we can read aloud together.
生命记第六章第四到第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 to 9.
我们一起来念。
Shall we read together?
以色列啊，你们要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号。戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。好，今天我们要继续交通，做个与神同行的父母这个主题。
Today we'll continue to share on the topic of be a parent walking with God.
今天我们的题目是把主的话教导儿女。
Today our focus is.To teach God's word to your children.
过去几个月，我们首先一同的交通为神养育儿女呢，是神给做父亲的一个非常重要和尊荣的使命。
in the past few months, we have shared that teaching the children is a very honorable task that God has given to the parents.
并且在养育儿女的过程当中，我们学习与神同行。
And in this process, the parents also learn to walk with God.
然后我们从《生命记》第六章第四到第九节当中看如何为神养育儿女。
And then from the verses 4 to 9 in Deuteronomy 6, we can see how we should bring up our children for God.
第就是第四节，我们看见主神是独一的主。
In verse 4, we see God, the Lord is one.
所以做父母的首先要把自己先奉献给神，以神为他的主。
So the parents should consecrate themselves to God first, so that God is their God.
并且不让儿女成为他们的主。
So that their children is not their God.
只有神是他们唯一的主。
Only God is their Lord.
做父母的也要认识他们不是儿女的主。
The parents should also know that they are not their children's Lord.
神才是儿女的主。
Only God is the only Lord of their children.
因为神是独一的主。
Because God is the only Lord.
第二，我们从《生命记》第六章第五节看见做父母的自己要学习爱神。
Secondly, from verse 5, we see that the parents should see that they should love the Lord.
要尽心、尽性、尽力爱神。
They should love God with all their heart, all their soul, and all their strength.
也要学习用主的爱去爱身边的配偶。
They should also learn to love their spouses with the God's love.
这样才能够吸引儿女去爱神，跟从神。
And in this way, they will attract their children to come and follow the Lord and love God.
上个月我们从第六节看父母要自己把主的话放在心里头。
Last month, we see that the parents should learn to put God's word in their own heart.
不单只认识圣经客观的真理。
Not only to learn the objective truth in the Bible.
更重要的是要有经历过的主的话。
But also to have subjective experience of the Lord's word.
这个话是记在心里头的。
These words are impressed on their heart.
不是单单在头脑里头的。
They're not just head knowledge.
一个基督徒怎样能够把经历过主的话存记在心里头呢？
How can a Christian remember God's word in their heart?
其实一个基督徒一生起码有一次经历过主的话。
Actually, at least a Christian should experience God's word once in their life.
就是他们听见主耶稣的福音，因主耶稣得救的那一次。
That is when they heard the gospel and be saved.
当神把在圣经中所说过的话 the said word of God.
The said word of God.
当神把这个圣经中所说过的话就是神的 logos.
When God said word, which is the logos.
这个就是福音客观的真理。
That is the objective truth of the gospel.
当神把这个话说进人心里头的时候呢？
When God put this said words into human's heart,
这就成为神当时向人说的话 the saying word of God.
This becomes the saying word of God to men.
就是神的 rhema.
This is called the rhema.
我们上次讲过了。
As what we discussed last time.
这个人听见就相信顺服，经历神的话了。
When this man listened, heard and obeyed, he is experiencing God's word.
他相信福音。
He believed in the gospel.
认罪悔改。
He repented.
成为一个基督徒。
And he became a Christian.
所以每一个人呢，每一个基督徒呢，都经历过神的话。
So every single Christian has experienced God's rhema.
但是他以后怎样能够继续去经历神的话呢？
But how can he continue to experience God's rhema?
这就是上个礼拜主日一周弟兄在这里交通到有一件事。
This is what Brother Ichu shared last Sunday about there is only one thing.
讲到玛利亚安静在主的脚前听他的话。
He talked about Mary sitting quietly before God.The Lord's feet and listening to His word.
当人安静在主的跟前读 圣经祷告与主交通的时候
，When man reads his word and pray quietly before the Lord，
主用他已经写在圣经上的话呢，向人在说话。
God will speak to man again through his saying words in the Bible，
来教导人、吩咐人、感动人。
And in this way, he continues to teach and move man。
人就顺服主的吩咐去行了。
And so man will continue to follow God's word and obey.
他就能够经历主的力量，看见主的笑容。
In this way, they can experience God's strength and see His smile.
那么他就经历从主而来的喜乐平安。
And again, he can enjoy this joy and peace from the Lord.
这样呢的经历就叫人更喜爱宝贝主的话。
And this type of experience.Will cause men to love and treasure God's word all the more.
他就更被吸引的去渴慕玛利亚的那一件事。
And he will be attracted more to long for that only thing which Mary cherished.
安坐在主前听主的话。
Which is to sit quietly before the Lord and listen to His word.
他就越能够渴慕专心于大卫的那一件事。
And he will also long for that one thing which captured David.
在主的殿中瞻仰他的荣美
，which is to behold God's beauty in His temple。
这个渴慕会越来越增加。
This thirst and longing will become more and more。
越过越大于世界的吸引和压力。
And this longing will attract the attraction will be more than the attraction from the world。
越将他分别自己的心。和时间去与主相交。
And it helps men to separate their time and heart from the world so that they can fellowship with the Lord.
就越更多经历主的话。
And then they will experience God's word all the more.
就是这样，彼得前书第二章二节所说的。
So in 1 Peter chapter 2, it says,
彼得前书第二章第二节说，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶。像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此站长、见长，以致得救。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 2, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
这是神对我们属灵生命成长的一个心意。
This is God's heart desire for our spiritual life's growth.
但是另一方面呢，当人听见神的话的时候呢？是可以有另外一种反应的。
But on the other hand, when men hear God's word, there could be another reaction.
他可以选择不听从，不顺服。
He may choose to not to obey, not to believe.
圣灵一而再、再而三地向人的心说话。
When the Holy Spirit speaks to man's heart again and again,
人可以一而再、再而三地拒绝神的话。
It is possible that man will reject his.Word again and again.
人的心就会越来越刚硬。
And in this case, man's heart will grow cold and hard.
对圣灵的感动越来越麻木，越来越没有感觉了。
And they will be less and less sensitive to the moving of the Holy Spirit.
有人说圣灵每一次的感动就好像一个三角形在人的心中转动一下。
Some people say every time when the Holy Spirit moves people, it's like a triangle turning around in man's heart.
叫人里头感到扎心。
So that people will feel something hurting them inside.
但是因为人消灭圣灵的感动。
But sometimes because man put out the moving of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵一两次、三次的感动。那个三角形心中转动再转动。
After two or three times of moving from the Holy Spirit, with the turning of the triangle in man's heart.
本来柔软有感觉的心，在这个地方呢，就慢慢麻木了。
Originally the heart was so soft, but after two or three times turning of the triangle, the heart becomes numb to the turning.
人对生命在他生命中这个地方呢，就再听不进去。
And on that spot of their heart, they're no longer sensitive to God's word.
人如果在他生命中不同的地方一个一个出现整个光景的时候呢
？If on every single spot of man's heart, this kind of thing happen like this,
他对主的话就越来越没有感觉。
Then they will grow more and more less and less sensitive to God's word.
越来越失去兴趣，不宝贵主的话。
And they'll have less and less interest to God's word, and they won't cherish God's word at all.
这叫我想起 Pramata 有一次家庭聚会前一阵子我们读过的一段话。
This reminds me of a portion of scripture that the Pramata family meeting read not long ago.
希伯来书第三章十二节到十四节。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 12.
到十四节。
12 to 14.
那里说，希伯来书第三章十二节说，弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不幸的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今天，今日天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
我们若将起初缺失的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first.
所以我们要彼此相劝，把主的话存记在心里头。
So let's encourage each other and remember God's word in our hearts.
我们也需要分别时间，在玛利亚所选择的那上好福分上面呢，去每天与主交通。
We should also set apart our time, just like Mary.To have the better portion, we need to be close to the Lord.
分别我们的心，我们的身体，去顺服主的，像我们所说的话。
We should set about our heart for the Lord and learn to obey the Lord and follow His words.
我们就会越多经历主的话在心里头，这个经历的话越多越深存在心里呢，我们属灵生命就越成长。
And the more we experience, the more we store Lord's word in our hearts, the more our spiritual life will grow.
这是每一个做父母的特别要追求的。
This is particularly what all the parents should pursue.
今天我们的焦点是放在生命记的第六章第七节。
Today our focus is on the seventh verse.In Deuteronomy chapter 6.
上个月我们是说我们要把主的话存记在心里头。
Last month we shared that we need to store God's word in our hearts.
在今天我们要特别来看第七节，就是也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
Today we'll be talking about verse 7. Impress them on your children.Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
在这里我们看见第一，要教训儿女。
First of all, we need to teach our children.
神要父母的把主的话教导自己的儿女。
God wants the parents to teach his words to his children.
因为父母是最好的人选，把主的话教导他儿女。
Because parents are the best people to teach God's word to their children.
不是主日学的老师。
Not the teacher of the Sunday school.
是父母。
It is for the parents.
因为父母这个礼拜有七天跟孩子一起。
Because there are 7 days that the parents are with the children.
而且父母呢跟儿女有一个血肉之亲啊。
And plus, parents have this blood and flesh relationship with their children.
这个神给人间一个亲情。
This is a very close relationship God gave to man on the earth.
父母爱自己的儿女。
Parents love their children.
神要通过父母对儿女的爱呢，来传递神的话。
It is through the love of parents towards the children that God wants to pass His words.
神要父母用神的爱来提升这一个亲情的爱。
And God wants the parents to enhance.This natural love into a godly love.
要父母用爱 来把神的话教导儿女。
And God wants parents to teach His words to their children through God's love.
主日学本来呢，不是为信徒的父母的孩子预备的。
Originally, Sunday school are not provided for children of the Christians.
那是为没有信主的福音朋友的孩子。
Originally, Sunday school was for the children of unbelievers or gospel friends.
主日学的开始最初呢，是在为着街头上一般没有人管的街童。
Sunday school ministry originally started because there were children on the streets, but no people care for them.
他们的父母大部分都是过世的。
And those children, their parents are passed away.
或者因做犯法被关在监牢里头的。
Or the parents are in prison because of a crime.
当时他们需要一个礼拜六天工作，每天工作12小时以上。
At that time, those parents need to work.
Children.
Those children need to work 6 days and 12 hours every day.
只有星期天休息。
And they can only have a day off on Sunday.
他们没有机会受教育，不识字。
They don't have any opportunity to be educated, and they can't read.
更重要的，他们不认识主的救恩。
Most importantly, these children do not know God.
当时在英国有一个人叫 Robert Ricketts， 看见他们就怜悯他们。
In England at that time, there was a person called Robert Roberts, and he had mercy on them.
为着他们，他就开办了主日学。
And for those children's sake, he opened a Sunday school.
教导这些孩子读和写英语。
And he started teaching those children reading and writing in English.
把主的福音传给他们。
And he also teach the gospel to them.
所以主日学本来是为做那些没有机会听福音的孩子的。
So originally, the Sunday school ministry was for the children who didn't have a chance to listen to the gospel.
而不是为做基督徒家庭的孩子的。
Instead of for the children of believers.
因为基督徒家庭的孩子应当由父母把主的话教导自己的孩子。
Because in Christian families, there are the Christian parents who can teach God's word to their own children.
所以盼望我们有一天呢。
We hope that there's one day.
教会里头所有信主家庭的小孩子。
All the children in the Christian families in our church.
因做父母在家里头把主的话教导他们的缘故
，because their parents have been teaching God's word to them，
他们就能够好好从小认识主，心灵强健。
That those children could know about God when they were still young, and they have a strong inner person, strong spirit。
以致那些没有信主的家，那些孩子到我们中间的时候
，so that when those children of unbeliever families。As they come into our church,
他们就能够这些信主的孩子呢，小孩子就能够跟他们的父母或者主日学老师配搭，去帮助其他主日学小孩子认识主耶稣。
And as those unbelieving children came into our Sunday school, the children from the believing family came together, assisted with the Sunday school teacher to help those unbelieving children to come to believe the Lord.
在他们面前做好的榜样。
And they may set a good example before the unbelieving children.
吸引其他小孩子都来认识主，跟从主。
And may attract those unbelieving children to come follow and believe the Lord.
第二呢，这里所说的要殷勤教训你的儿女。
Secondly, as it says in the Bible, to teach diligently your children of God's word.
是用在你心里面的神的话来教训你的儿女。
This is to use the God's word stored in your heart to teach your children.
因为在这里呢，和合本圣经有一个字是没有翻译出来的。
In the Chinese translation, there is one word that hasn't been translated.
就是要把他们这三个字没有翻出来。
Which, so in Chinese, there should be 把他们，
这说要殷勤的把他们教训你的儿女。
Which means to diligently teach your children with God's word.
这个他们是什么呢？
What is them?
这个他们就是在第六节所说记在心上的神的话。
This them is the God's word which is these commandments mentioned in verse 6.
所以不单只是神的话。
So it is not only God's word.
乃是在人心里头的神的话。
But it is also the word of God that stored up in man's heart.
换句话说就是人自己经历过的。
Which is the experience God's word.
是真实被神用他的话的改变过的感动过的话。
These are the word of God which has been experienced by man, which has been moved, and experienced in man's life.
神说父母要把这些话殷勤教训他们的儿女。
God says to the parents, you need to teach your children with those experienced words in your heart.
如果一个人只是用在他头脑里头的神的话呢，来教训儿女呢？
If you only teach your children with God's word, which is only in your head,
儿女可能会觉得你是说教。
Your children may feel that you're just preaching to them.
极其量只是能够说进他们头脑里头。
At best, you just said what's in the head.
并不能够说进他们心里头。
And you just put these words into their head, but you can't put these words into their heart.
如果你叫儿女不可以发脾气。
For example, you said to your children, do not lose temper.
但是你自己却在发脾气。
Yet you are losing your temper at that moment.
没有榜样。
You do not have an example.
没有经历主的温柔，主的安息。
You did not have the experience of God's gentleness and His rest.
越殷勤的教训，只会叫儿女觉得越厌烦。
And the more diligently you teach your children in that way, the more tiring your children will become.
所以这个是实在是做父母的个人对主的认识跟经历是个生命的问题。
So it is a question of the parents' spiritual life is how they have experienced God's word themselves.
所以做父母的必须自己是学习，认真学习，做一个与神同行的人。
So being a parent, they must be first of all themselves.Learned to have walked with God.
我认识一个基督徒的家庭。
I know a family.
他们新移民来澳洲。
They're new migrants to Australia.
没有什么钱。
And they're quite poor.
生活贫穷。
They're quite poor in life.
但是妈妈呢，在主面前是很知足的。
This mother is very content before Lord.
很感恩的。
She is always grateful.
她就常常借助日常生活的很普通的一些遭遇，把这种在神面前知足感恩的价值观教导她的儿子。
And through very ordinary daily happenings, she teaches her children about God's value system.
她在人面前一点有没有一个寒暄或者自卑的感觉。
And she was not self-pity before men.
Have a low self-image. 孩子呢，在这个情况下就从小就被一种很尊贵的性格和对神的认识所栽培。
And the children grew up in this honorable character before the Lord.
他长大就没有被世界的虚荣所欺骗。
And the children, when they grew up, they didn't get deceived by the vanity of this world.
所以这是个很现实的问题。
So it is quite a practical problem.
就是做父母的自己的属灵生命的光景是直接影响他能否把心中神的话呢，殷勤教训他的儿女。
Which is the the spiritual situation of parents, whether it's good or bad, directly have an impact on their children, on how they could diligently teach God's word to their children.
但是无论我们今天觉得自己的属灵生命的光景又乱呢，还是是成熟。
But no matter how you feel about your own spiritual situation, whether it's mature or immature,
主都把这个吩咐给我们。
God nevertheless have given this commandment to us.
我们不用怕。
Don't be afraid.
因为这个是神的心意。
Because this is God's heart desire.
无论我们的光景怎样，
no matter our situation is,
只要我们向神有这个心志，
as long as we have this longing for God,
把主的话殷勤地教训我们的儿女，
as long as we're determined to teach God's word diligently to our children,
他的恩典一定够我们用的，
His grace should always be enough, efficient for us.
第三，这个殷勤教训，在圣经希伯来原文的意思呢，是孝奸磨得锋利的意思。
Thirdly, this word, to teach, to impress, in original language of Hebrew, means to sharpen something.
原文里头并没有教训这个字。
Original language doesn't have teaching in this verse.
在中文圣经里头，《生命记》里头，教训这个字出现过11次。
In the Chinese version of Deuteronomy, teaching this word appeared 11 times in the book of Deuteronomy.
在希伯来原文基本上都是讲到教训的意思。
And in the book, in original language, the Hebrew, it means teaching.
但圣经在这里所用的字呢，并不是教训这个字。
Yet the word used here in verse 7 did not mean teaching precisely.
那是孝奸磨得锋利的意思。
Instead, it means sharpening something so that it becomes really sharp.
这个原文孝奸的字呢，在整本旧约圣经当中出现过九次。
This word, which means sharpening, appeared9 times altogether in the whole book of Old Testament.
意思都是指着磨刀剑。
Every time it means when you are sharpening your weapon, your sword or spear.
锋快。
To make them really sharp and pointy.
或者指着利剑。
Or when you move your, sharpening your arrow.
或者背刺。
So that it can...Face into something really, cut into something quickly.
这里第六章就是其中用的一次。
And here it was used once in verse 6.
Verse
7 in chapter 6.
所以在这里第六章第七节的意思是说，这个殷勤教导，意思是说要把神的话锋利的刺进你儿女的里面。
So verse 7 really means, when it says impressed among your children, it means to cut God's word deep into your children's heart.
并且要刺得深。
And to cut them and to impress them deeply on your children.
是深深地印在你儿女的心里头。
So that they will leave a deep mark on your children and they will go deep into your children's heart.
这就是殷勤教训这个意思。
This is what it means byimpress or teaching diligently.
要把一把剑呢，孝奸磨得锋利呢，是一个小心刻意的工作。
It is a long and a careful process to sharpen a narrow so that it becomes really sharp.
是需要智慧和操练。
It needs lots of practice and wisdom to achieve that purpose.
磨得锋利之后呢？就好像希伯来书第四章十二节所说的。
And after it becomes sharpened, it's like Hebrew chapter 4, verse 12.
希伯来书第四章十二节就说，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快。 甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能赤裸剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
And Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says, For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
要把主的 话锋利的、深入的进到儿女心里头呢，是一个主动和积极的工作。
It is an active, proactive work to make God's word to sharpen your children's heart with God's word, to impress God's word into your children's heart.
是需要花时间去学习和寻求。
It is very time-consuming, and it takes the parents to learn and pursue before God continuously.
因为主的话就是圣灵的宝剑。
Because God's word is like the sword of the Holy Spirit.
是需要寻求圣灵的引导。
We need the guide of the Holy Spirit.
一方面是自己对神话语的认识。
So、on one hand, it depends on how we understand and experience God's word.
另一方面你也需要了解你的儿女。
And on the other hand, you need to understand and know about your children.
你认识你的儿女，你才能够懂得怎样用神的话呢？很锋利地刺进他们的心里头。
Only when you understand about your children, then can you find a way to move God's word, to impress them into your children's heart like a sharpened sword.
你要认识他们身处的环境是什么。
You need to know about the situation, the environment that they are in.
需要认识他们心灵里头的需要跟缺乏。
And you also need to know the needs in their heart.
这样才能够帮助我们更有效地把主的话给孩子。
And then can you be more effectively in helping your children and penetrating God's word into their heart?
第四呢，不单只是讲到殷勤教训。
Fourthly, not only does it say diligently teach your children.
下面就跟讲到是，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下起来，都要谈论。
And next it says, whenever you're sitting at home, walk along the road, lie down or get up, talk about them.
这是神对父母的吩咐，叫他们与儿女谈论神的话。
This is a commandment of God to the parents to talk about God's word with your children.
我们看见这种谈论呢，是可以随时随地。是很生活化的。
We can see that this kind of talk can happen at any time and at any place. It is just like a life.
无论在家中或者在外头。
Whether it's at home or outside.
在晚上躺下的时候或者早上起来一天的开始。
In the evening when you lie down or in the morning when you rise.
都要谈论神的话。
Talk about God's word with your children.
并且是把握每一个机会来谈论。
Also take any opportunity to talk about them.
为什么要多谈论呢？
Why do we need to talk about God's word more?
因为神的话是很实际的。
Because God's word is practical.
是能够应用在日常生活当中每一部分的。
They can be applied to any part of our daily life.
神的话不单只能够很锋利地进到人的心中，叫人蒙光照，受感动。
God's word can not only penetrate into man's heart, so that man will be moved and receive His light.
神的话也需要人在实际的生活当中、行动上去应用出来。
God's word also need to be applied, be used in people's practical life.
这才能叫主的话在人身上结果子。
In this way, can God's word bear fruit in our daily life?
我认识一个年轻的弟兄。
I know a young brother.
他最近蒙主光照呢，看见自己不够温柔。
And recently, he was shined by the Lord's light, and he saw that he lack of gentleness.
容易发脾气。
And he's easy to lose temper.
他就在日常生活当中学习。主的温柔。
So he decided to learn to follow God's gentleness and meekness in his daily life.
无论在他学习的当中,
whether when he's studying,
跟家人相处,
or deal with the family members,
跟同学相处,
or talking with friends,
跟朋友一起,
or when he's with other friends,
甚至跟一些他不喜欢的人在一起,
or even when he with people that he don't like,
他就学习学习温柔。
He takes every opportunity to learn to be gentle.
在每天读圣经的时候呢，特别留意主的话在温柔这方面对他有什么教导。
And in his daily Bible reading, he pays particular attention to the teaching on gentleness in God's word.
我相信他这样学习的时候呢，这个温柔的真理呀，就慢慢内化在他的生命里头。
I believe when he learns God's word in this way.The truth about gentleness will gradually, bit by bit, live up in his life.
这个温柔就慢慢地成为他的价值观，他的性格。
This gentleness will slowly become his value and become his character.
他慢慢经历主的生命在他里头怎样。
And gradually he will experience how God's life is growing in him.
经历主的温柔，去活出主的温柔。
And to experience the gentleness of our Lord, and to live out the gentleness.
所以属灵生命的成长就是这样实际的通过具体的生活发生的。
So the growth of our spiritual life take place in this way through our practical life.
所以主对父母说，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
So the Lord speaks to the parents.Whether you're sitting at home or walking along the road, lie down or getting up, you talk about them.
但是许多时候，不要说跟儿女谈论神的话，就是一般的交谈，我们究竟又有多少呢？
But oftentimes, we don't even talk much with our children on ordinary things, let alone to talk with our children on godly things.
有时候做父母的都是很忙的。
I know parents tend to be very busy.
忙，在一个新移民来的土地上奋斗适应。
Being new migrants, they struggle and they strive in this new land and trying to adjust themselves in their life.
忙着工作，快点把房子供完。
They're busy in working, paying off the mortgage.
常常忙着把孩子送到这里学音乐，那里学运动，那里补习。
Taking the children to here and there to learn the music, to go to coaching school and to go have sports activities.
做父母都很多时候很忙。
Oftentimes parents are just too busy.
忙到一个地步，没有时间跟孩子能够多谈论。
They're too busy to an extent that they don't have spare time to communicate, to talk with their children.
孩子小的时候，孩子盼望多能够跟父母在一起交谈。
When children are little, they hope to talk with their parents more often.
但是父母没有时间。
Yet parents don't have the time for that.
有一天，当你的房子已经供完了。
So one day when your mortgage is paid off.
工作已经适应了。
And when you have already adjusted in your new job.
但是孩子已经到了青少年期了。
But your children are already in the teenager.
澳洲的小孩子的青少年期来得特别早。
In Australia, children enter into the adolescence period quite early.
那么你就觉得他们对你来讲是很陌生的。
And all of a sudden, you feel that they are strange to you.
你想去了解他们，他们也不愿意跟你多谈论。
Even if you want to know about them, but they don't seem to be willing to talk with you.
我记得我刚移民来的时候，认识个家庭，他们开车去聚会的时候，在车上，家人没有说话的。
I remember when I just migrated to Australia, I went on a car with the family on the way to the church, and the whole family don't speak to each other on the journey.
孩子不跟父母交谈的。
Their children do not talk to their parents.
他们都是安安静静坐在那里的。
They just sit there quietly.
不是因为平安安息。
Not because they are at ease, at rest in their heart.
乃是没有沟通。
But because they can't communicate.
不想沟通。
And they do not want to communicate.
究竟一年里头有多少次，一个月里头多少次，真实的父母跟儿女心灵跟心灵有沟通？
How many times have you communicated, talked to your children heart to heart in 1 year or in a month?
有互相了解分享的时间。
Do you have a time to share with your children to know about each other?
没有交谈，怎样能够了解呢？
How can you understand about your children without talking to them first?
没有了解，怎样能够把神的话很锋利的说进他们心里头呢？
How can you impress God's word sharply into your children's heart without understanding about them first?
没有神的话，孩子怎能够被牧养起来？
Without God's word nurturing the children, how can the children grow up?
没有牧养，我们怎能够期望他们有健壮的心灵能够好好成长？
Without shepherding your children with God's word, how can you expect your children to grow up strongly in spirit?
所以神吩咐做家长的要多与儿女交谈。
So God commanded the parents to talk with their children more.
这个交谈是非常生活化的。
And this talk is very practical.It happens in your daily life.
而不是单讲那些就是只是去教训或者向他们说教这样。
And this talk is not just to say the words to them as if you're preaching to them and rebuking them.
而是一种坐在家里行在路上躺下起来的生活的接触的交谈。
Instead, it is a lively, a daily talk with your children wherever you are, sitting at home, walking along the road, lying down or getting up.
有时候我们觉得可能太忙了，没有时间。
Yes, sometimes we feel we're too busy to have any time.
那么我们要回到神面前看看什么在神眼中是必须的，什么不是必须的。
Then we should come back to God and have a look under God's eye what is necessary and what is not necessary, what is must.
什么是可以缺少的，什么是不可以缺少的。
What kind of thing can be omitted, but what kind of thing cannot be omitted?
否则呢，忙了十年，我们就把房子忙回来。
Otherwise, after we're busy for 10 years, although we might have paid off our mortgage and bought our house,
但是可能我们失掉一个儿子。
Yet we might have lost a son.
忙回一个事业。却失了一个女儿。
We've gained our career, but we've lost our daughter.
并且更加危险的，就是一个孩子走歪路呢，根本不需要五年、十年。
And more dangerously, the fact is, for a child to go astray, it doesn't even need 5 or 10 years.
所以可能我们都需要寻求我们怎样选择一种生活的模式可以比较简朴的。
So maybe we all need to find out how to have a lifestyle that can help us to be aware of this.
不用太忙，你这只是为生活奔波。
We shouldn't be too busy just to in order so that we can make a living.
乃是能够多有时间自己亲近主。
Our lifestyle should be that we have time set alone for the Lord.
能够多有时间去思想，怎样用主的话来教导吧。
Our schedule should be we have time so that we can ponder upon God's word and how to teach our children.
用时间与儿女交谈，了解他们。
We should have the time to talk to our children.
生命当中重要的东西不是太多的，其实。
Actually, there are not many things that are really important in our life.
其实，在孩子的生命当中，重要的事也不是太多。
And even in the life of a child, there is not many things that are very important.
我刚刚移民来澳洲的时候，孩子的学校有个家长就跟厨房讲。
When I first came to Australia, there is a parent in my children's school. He said to Yvonne.
啊，你的孩子没有补习，怎么行啊
？How come your child doesn't go to the coaching school? How can this be?
其实补习不是最重要的。
Actually, going to a coaching school is not.First important thing.
学这个学那个不是最重要的。
To learn this and that is not that important.
学音乐做运动不是最重要的。
Music, sports, they're not top important.
最重要就是他们心灵能够强健。
The most important thing is they have a strong spirit, a strong heart.
他们心里真实的认识神。
That they know this true God in reality.
这样长大以后，他们一定能够做一个有用的人的。
In this way, when they grow up, they will have to be a useful person.
能够被神使用，成为旁边人的祝福。
They will then definitely be used by God and be a blessing to the people around them.
自己也想能够经历神的祝福。
And they themselves will also experience the blessing from God.
否则的话呢，他们好像可以很聪明。
Otherwise, they might be very smart.
读书很好。
They have good academic results.
但是可疑，他们会被自己的愚昧来糟蹋的。
But they could be.Destroyed by their own folly.
我昨天参加一个婚礼。
Yesterday I went to a wedding.
就跟一些朋友见面，弟兄姊妹就交谈。
And I caught up with some of my friends and brothers and sisters, and we talked about something.
其中一个就跟我说，说到他的儿子。
And one of them mentioned his son to me.
他的儿子感谢主，他的儿子对主蛮有心但是不是非常聪明，但对主有心他说到他的儿子后来进了大学读书，很开心。
Praise the Lord, his son is not very smart, but he went to the university and he has a heart for the Lord.
但是他就同时说到他有两这个，他的教会也有两个小孩子是很聪明的，读书很好的。
But at the same time, he mentioned the two kids from his church. The kids are very smart. They have very good academic results.
但是到十一班、十二班就心散了。
But when they enter into level year 11 or 12, their heart just go astray.
他们就跟其他的朋友去就是没有心读书了。
They went with unbelieving friends, and they no longerHave an interest in study.
我不知道他们是不是 unbelieving friends， 就是其他人去玩了。
Those two children, they might be Christian as well. They might not be unbelieving, but they went away and play with other kids.
不是，就是说这两个男孩子呢，不是这，我不知道他是不是跟其他不信主的年轻人在一起，但是他们就去欣赏呢，就是跟其他人在一起 消耗他们的宝贵的时间。
So those two children, they went with their own friends, whether believing or not, we don't know, but they just killed their times and they're no longer interested in study.
到考 HSC 的时候啊，成绩彼此这个本来不是很聪明的孩子差很多。
And when it comes to HSC test, the marks that those two smart kids have are much lower than the marks of the normal kid, which is my friend's son.
他们糟蹋他们两年的时间。
Because they have wasted 2 years of their study.
这个浪费对他们 HSC 来讲的打击，其实对人生来讲也不是很重要的事。
Actually, a bad mark in study is not the end of day in one people's life.
最可惜，他们就在这两年没有好好跟从主，没有好好把自己的性格让主建立起来。
But what is shameful is those two kids have wasted 2 years and they haven't followed the Lord and built up their characters in the Lord.
甚至有一些人在这些荒废的年日做了一些事情，他们终身都后悔遗憾。
And even some people might have committed something in their life during these years of wasting, and which they will regret for their whole life.
所以，愿意我们能够把主的话好好教训儿女。
So we hope that we will use God's word and teach our children and impress them in their hearts.
好像我们的孩子能够好像路加福音第一章八十节。
So that our children will be like what's in Luke chapter 1 verse 80.
讲到施洗约翰，路加福音第一章八十节说，那孩子渐渐长大，心灵强健，住在旷野，直到他显明在以色列人面前的日子。
Luke chapter 1 verse 80 talks about John the Baptist. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the desert until he appeared publicly to Israel.
主的恩典是够我们用的。
God's grace is sufficient for us.
他的心意是要做父母的，把主的话教训儿女。
His heart desire is for the parents to impress His word onto His children.
无论我们觉得我们今天的光景怎样
，No matter what situation we're in.
因为这是神的旨意。
But this is God's will.
神能够给他够用的恩典，我们往前学习的。
God's grace for us is sufficient for us to go forward.
我愿意用一周弟兄三个月所读的经文来彼此的勉励。
I'd like to encourage one another with the verses read by Brother Ichiu last month.
腓立比书第三章十三十四节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 to 14.
那里保罗说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面照我来得的奖赏。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 13-14. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I doForgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
忘记背后，努力面前。
Forget what is behind and straining forward.
无论我们觉得以往我们荒废了多少教导儿女的机会。
No matter how much we felt that we've wasted so many opportunities to teach our children in the past.
无论我们的孩子今天的光景离开我们的 心我们所想望的多么远。
No matter how far away our children's current spiritual condition is from what we expect them to be.
我们都可以再次回到主的跟前，仰望他的恩典。
We can still come back to the Lord and look upon His grace.
我们回到他跟前的根基不是我们做得好。
The base for us to be able to come back before Him is not because we've done something good.
我们的根基是神自己的心意。
The base and the foundation of it is God's own heart desire.
所以愿意我们做父母的。
So I hope we as parents
都忘记背后努力面前的向着标杆直跑。
We all forget what is behind and strain towards the goal ahead of us.
学习做一个与神同行的父母。
Learn to be parents walking with God.
要得神在基督耶稣里从上面叫我来得的奖赏。
So that we may win the prize for which God has called me, called us heavenly.Heavenward in Christ Jesus.
只有一件事。
There is only one thing.
有很多事，但是不是最重要。有一件事是最重要的。
There might be many things, but not all of them are important. But only one thing is important.
就是我们学习的神在基督耶稣里从上面照我们要得的奖赏。
That is to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
并且这一节呢，不单只给我们自己。
Not only this verse is for ourselves.
我们在神面前有个祷告说，这一节也是神给我们的儿女的。
We pray that this verse is also from God to our children.
就是说，我只有一件事。就是忘记背后努力面前的。
Which is there is only one thing for me, forget what is behind and strain forward.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面叫我的儿女来得的奖赏。
And I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called my children heavenward in Christ Jesus.
神对你的儿女有一个心意的。
There is a goal for God towards your children.
神要得着他们。
God wants to gain them.
无论今天他们的光景怎样。
No matter what condition they're in today.
神对他们都有一个心意的。
This is God's desire for them.
我们可以忘记背后，努力面前。
So we can forget what is behind and strain forward to what is ahead.
帮助我们的儿女呢，得着在基督耶稣里。从上面叫他来得的奖赏。
To help our children to win the prize for which God has called our children heavenward in Christ Jesus.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，我们求你，自己亲自吸引我们的心来跟从你。
Lord Jesus, may you yourself.Personally, come and attract us to follow you.
帮助我们的心更宝贵你自己。
Help our heart to treasure you all the more.
帮助我们的心宝贵你的话语。
Help our heart to treasure your word.
帮助我们的心去信靠顺服你的话语。
Help our heart to trust and obey your word.
以致你自己来改变我们的价值观，来建立我们能够有像你的性格。
So that you can come and change our value system and build up inside us the characters that are like you.
以致我们能够更懂得怎样去把你的话教导我们的儿女。
So that we know better how to teach your word to our children.
以致你能够更完全得着他们。
So that you may gain them more completely.
以致你能够得着一个一个的家庭。
So that you can gain family one by one.
以致你的教会 能够更能够见证你荣耀的福音。
So that your church may be able to testify your glorious gospel.
叫荣耀归给你。
May all the glory be unto you.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.